Hello?
I had just picked up the phone to call you, huh?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to know, did Ryland help you?
He sure did.
I knew it would help, and incidentally, I've given an order. Next week, he'll be down at Wednesday, and he's to try you. He's to work on you and Nellie, too. No, but this fellow has got a great gift, you know. There's no reason for us to be in traction and all that crap that people do because, you know, if there's something, you know, organically in that spinal system that he can fix up, have him fix it up.
Well, I'll say this. He really, not over 15 minutes.
I know.
He really took my back problem completely out of me. That's all really.
That's right. Now go next week because, you know, you that'll...
I'll check next week.
Well, have him, it's good therapy to have it. And have him give a little treatment to Nellie, too, because that'll help her for the future, you see?
All right. I do want him to meet her because she every 4 or 5 months will get down for 2 or 3 days.
That's right. Well, Pat has the same problem, and now you do that now, by all means, and that'll help. Fine. That's right.
I called you this afternoon, Mr. Burton, to tell you that I talked to Bill Everly, and the Japanese. But they also said, of course, they won't wait to see what they did.
Oh, I see.
But it's the same old game. So I told him to call them back and said, well, if that's all they had to offer, we didn't want to offer that, get the whole thing. That upset him. What do you want? He said, well, give me what we want. What he told him. Well, he said, call me tomorrow. Call me tomorrow.
Right.
So we'll say I'm past it. But anyway, Bill's got to go to London, and it'll be next week before we get to...
Right. Well, we'll get it up to the Europeans, and that's get the Japanese to give us everything they can, and that's that.
And that's all we can have to do. They just try your patience, you know. They just give
That's right. They hang on, but they'll give in the end.
I think they will. I really do. And I'll be sorely disappointed if they don't.
I'll say we
will be. And I'll be surprised. I really think they do.
Right.
That's all I want to say. Well, one other thing I want to tell you, and this may not be the time to do it, but
it's all right, anytime.
Just as a little warning, and I'm reluctant to say this, but I don't know when something will come up. I would sure, if I were you, watch Herb Stein, political. Political advice.
Oh, I will, yes.
I've seen him do two things the last couple of days that concern me.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to.
Yeah.
I'm not
trying
to do anything except.
Tell me what they were. Yeah.
Said it. Well, one, he made a speech day before yesterday, which may not have been his fault, 2 or 3 days ago. In effect, saying, well, we're going to be controlled here very quickly. Well, at a time when we're trying to.
Keep the heat on. All right,
keep the heat on. Yep. We ought to leave everybody thinking, well, it's just, you know, next week and next month we're going to release it.
Right. I agree.
Obviously, we want to be controlled as fast as we can,
right.
But we don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Talking about it is the worst thing to do. But I don't think that was entirely his fault. I think he got some advice. But today, we had a meeting with Kevin Committee, economics. And, God, they proposed something. Study of all the incipient problems of inflation in our society. It was arguably the opposition to labor. That was the way it all started out. It was the time when George Shultz and John Rumsfeld got to it. And Pat Samuels was pretty well forgotten.
Yeah.
But it shook George up and it shook me up.
Well, basically, that's a cop-out, you know, to say, well, that we're just blaming on the labor union.
And, you know, even if it's true, my God, why start a study now in your cabinet committee that we obviously don't have to talk about when we go up testify on the hill.
That's right.
And get into the picture now of import controls on oil and back into the construction. Trade,
right.
Trade that was in, get back into the baby bacon. Well, we just leave it that. Why don't you try it again?
Oh, boy.
This
is not the time for all that.
We can worry every segment of the society to care of the death.
That's right.
So, I must say, I was surprised. I talked to George later after he told me, and I was quite surprised with my confidence.
I know.
I think you got it handled all right. We agreed that it ought to be on a positive basis, that if there was a study, it should be done by the Council of Economic Advisors, not the cabinet. It ought to be on the basis of how we increase the competitiveness of American products. Which is fine. Then the Council study is no time. Enter a word of caution, no harm done by any of the things. I'm not trying to cause her any trouble, but I must say, I was quite surprised.
Yeah.
So today, it's quite well wired. All of us got there. None of us knew what it was all about. None of us had any warning at all. So I just raise a red flag. That's all.
You know, part of that, John, may be Arthur Burns.
Could be.
Sort of his line.
Yes, could well be.
He's trying to get off the hook on everything he does.
That's right. And he's calling speed again. I wouldn't be surprised what it is. From what it is, because you're talking with him in London the other day. They said yesterday that he made quite a speech about the news, about he thought this thing was going to blow up. He had to be prepared to cope with labor. Got to have alternative plans to work. So, but thought about it's not going to work.
We can't do that.
We can't do that.
No.
You can anticipate that. Obviously, if it blows up, we are going to have to respond to have Russian base. I don't think we ought to be doing that. Let the word get out that we're anticipating.
Well, I'll talk to him, but I'm not going to talk to him this week. I'm going to let him wait a week. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I don't think so. Because I know him. Because I told him that I had already tried to calm him down and try to keep him from acting. So, yeah, I told him that I had talked to him.
We have.
There's a possibility, which we did.
Sure we did.
Public board if something did happen.
Sure.
But,
what about Schultz? Does he agree with you?
Oh, absolutely. George was good. George was shocked as I was. One reason I mentioned it. So he'll react in time when he comes. After I got back to my office, I called him. I said, George, when you're about to speak, he said, I never heard of him. And I walked in and said, cold. I said, well, so did I. I just thought maybe you were in on it. So I...
Yeah, we're not going to make. We must move now to keep see that harm isn't done.
But all I'm saying is, I think you got it quieted for the time being. But I do think you have to be careful about what information.
Sure.
Very
serious. Oh, yes, to anticipate failure in advance. And also to draw the sword in these people and until it becomes necessary, if we do.
Well, I don't think it's going to become necessary.
I have a feeling they're going to play, John.
So do I. They're not going to quit. I think carry this thing along for several months. He could throw in with the plans he listed. Change classifications for three more people. So we can wind up here in 5 months where we're not regulated for spurs, relatively spurs.
Sure.
In a meaningful way, we do it very quietly, so let's talk about it. But yet you're not irritating anybody by the phone.
Right.
But it's a...
Well, I'll keep on top of it. And in the meantime, I think that he immediately after the State of the Union that there's something to do, then we ought to sit down with Stein, you and I. Of course, the quadriad, basically, you've got to lay down the law.
Well,
don't you think so?
It probably would be well, and I think, you know, coming in as the chairman, what you ought to do is that I'm out here and have a flex. Establish a position in that bind.
They all want to do things that will, whatever happens, will prove that they were right later.
Oh,
that's what it is, you know.
It's the disease of this town.
That's right. Yeah, I know.
Well,
right.
Okay, sir.
Well, anyway.
That's all I had. I believe everything else. Did I talk to you, Harry? I think I did.
No.
A greatly expanded degree of confidence. All of the administration goes back to quite often.
Yeah, he shows some, as we would expect, some concern about the bombing and all that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
That'll pass in a matter of a couple of weeks.
Right.
But the main point is, on the economic side, he feels good, doesn't he?
Yes,
he does? Good.
That's what the chief was telling me. His interview is now. There is a surge of confidence.
That's the way we've got to play it. We mustn't.
Yes, sir.
We mustn't be just a bunch of damn negativists.
No, and let me this is one more thing.
Right.
Let me suggest that you go along. Friday, I just turned over your mind the thought that you might advocate for those 18 to 21, boys and girls, a year to a year and a half with the government work. Now, that ought to be the military.
Sure. Oh, sure, right. Particularly when it's not military.
That's right. You're not forcing them into the military. They can do it in the
an environment.
They can do it in state government. They can do it in local government. Or they can do it in federal government.
That's right.
Federal government service. They can do it in the environmental field. They can do it in police force. They can do it in
court.
And this
appeals to me.
This just might, without talking more of an then during that year and a half, they might get different. They don't understand that. They should have to be around
me. Yeah.
Just raise hell, right?
Yeah.
For the establishment.
Sure.
You might get a lot of benefits out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, I'll have some more thoughts.
Do some, staff that out, will you? Do some thinking, because we have to be here.
We just got talking yesterday for 2 hours. Of course, that's well, if expansion doesn't come. We got a budget here. We'll have 37 deputies, 72. We've got almost that bad, 73. Enormous expansion budget.
That's right.
Hopefully we'll get the money supply. Arthur says we will. Now, if all of that doesn't
then we have to slap it up in another way.
Then what do you do?
I know, we've had 20 billion since we came in.
That's right. And you've got a very expensive tax reduction card. I've done it open. We've been probably all about a couple of some novel ideas.
That's right.
Maybe it is.
Right. No. I'm just sitting here working anyway. Fine. Well, thanks. Okay.
All right.
Bye.